Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. Are we excited? This is a trailer reaction podcast. You know I love to do these. Sometimes they go for a whole week. It's a 2.5 minute trailer. Well, it's really only 2 minutes, half of it. You know, there's a half minute of like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you want to watch it in spectacular 4K, if you've got a 4K monitor, maybe the YouTube does it. Who knows? But you can watch it on Disney Plus if you scroll down, and you get to Coming Soon. And Doctor Who's there next to the is it like the 100th anniversary of Disney movie Wish? That I didn't hear anything good about, so I didn't go and see it. Anyway, that's there if you want it. Let's get into the trailer. It's very exciting. This is Saturday morning for me. As you can hear, I'm a bit croaky because I'm freshly out of bed. This has only been online for a couple of hours. Don't tell anyone in the UK. You know they're freaking out. Matt says they're not all freaking out. It's just a handful of very weird, entitled people who I suspect are the people who were spoiling it for us before and quite gleefully. So they're freaked out now that might happen to them. That's probably uncharitable to people who may be genuinely upset about time slots. But hey, I'm here for you if you need me to not spoil anything. Just don't press play on my podcast. okay, so we've got the big unit building, you know, the one that looks like it's modelled on the Avengers Tower. The TARDIS comes flying in, which is very exciting. There's a bit of thrilling, dramatic music as it comes crashing onto the thing. And at this point, you get the big Disney Plus logo if you're on Disney Plus. The BBC are a little more restrained. it slides through the unit offices. This is fun. And then we see the Doctor and Millie pop out and he yells out, "Give me the loving." It's so cute. And then we get new series and there's the I don't know if it's just like if there's going to be a new opening sequence or if it's just for the publicity, but I really kind of like the rainbow tunnel effect that they use. You know, it's behind Shooty in the promo image and they use it right here when it says new series and we just get a close-up of the TARDIS door. And then the TARDIS is on a cliff. Oh my God, I'm just having emotional flashbacks to Jodie Whittaker regenerating on the clip. That was amazing. I kind of miss her. She's in Australia next month. And I kind of desperately want to go, but I don't have time. Nor am I in any of the cities. She's in Melbourne and on the Gold Coast at the Supernova Convention, if anyone can get along to those. That's where I met Michelle Gomez I went with my friend Philip, who I do the Mariah Carey podcast with, and he's obsessed with Paige from Charmed, Alyssa Milano. So that was fun. I mean, I love Alyssa Milano because she was in Commando. Get to the chopper. We've got Ruby's mum saying, "Where did he come from?" And it's just the scene. Ruby's like, "I don't know. He sort of popped up at the right moment." And it's just, we just get to see the scene from the Christmas special again with the gin and tonic squad, the health and safety. Then the TARDIS is flying towards the unit headquarters from another direction. They must go and visit them a lot. Then there's Ruby's mum and grandmother in the lounge room. Their television is covered in fairy lights, which I find distressing because, like, aren't they in the way of the picture? It's all Christmassy. Is it Christmas again? Is this the next Christmas special or is this happening right after Christmas? I don't know, but there's a big star hanging and there's a bit of tinsel. Anyway, they jump up because the TARDIS has crashed into the kitchen and made a hole in the roof. Oh, wow. That is not a great look. Ruby says, and then he spoke about time travel. And we get to hear in the background some David Bowie. A bit of Changes, which is, I mean, I don't think it's David Bowie singing. I think it's someone else doing a cover. But I'm like, is this where all the Disney money went on music licensing? Because that is expensive. I can tell you for free. Like, even though I know David Bowie has passed on, it does not make his, you know, licensing his music any cheaper. That is, because it's like one thing to license like a couple of seconds for a quiz show, which is prohibitively expensive. But for an advertisement, which is technically is, I mean, it's a trailer. I don't know. Are there special rules? Who knows? It's crazy expensive to license like anything recognizable. Like, you're starting to get into the realms of hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially, even if you're using a cover. That was the thing that struck out for me. I'm like, I know there's lots of great special effects and everything. And I'm just like, ooh, they spent a lot of money on the music. Like, that's why the first Guardians of the Galaxy film has all those one-hit wonders in it, because they're cheap. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if James Gunn had gone, "I want this song and that song." And they've gone, "You can afford all these one-hit wonders that no one wants." And he's like, "Yeah, all right." And then by the time they get to the third film, it's like, no, all right, you can have whatever songs you want. You've got Radiohead, Florence and the Machine. I'm like, yeah, this is too much. anyway, this is, I can feel that this 2-minute trailer, of which I've watched 20 seconds at this point, is going to go for an entire week. Anyway. The doctor says, "Ruby, do you want to know my secret?" And it's again from the Christmas special where Ruby sees the TARDIS on the corner with a lot of leaves hiding the fact that it's been propped up. I love that they've got this rule in modern Doctor Who where the TARDIS has to always be at 90 degrees to the world. Even if the street is sloping, they just prop it up. It's like the TARDIS grows like an extra leg. Is that a theory? Have I come up with this theory before? But it's always like the TARDIS is always 90 degrees to the edge of the screen. So, like, even though this street is the bendiest street in the world that Ruby lives on, it's the TARDIS is upright. It's very interesting. But, yeah, chockers with leaves. Ruby goes into the TARDIS. The doctor says, "I have the whole universe at my fingertips." Oh, there's the telephone with the bells. The telephone's on the inside now. Okay, moves. I did enjoy watching the other day one of the Matt Smith ones where he had to go outside to answer the phone. He's like, "I've really got to do something about that." But yes, it's Ruby seeing the TARDIS for the first time and wandering around the giant cavern. And the doctor's telling her that he's alone and he'd love it if she came with him. And she says, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm the doctor." But we've seen that. And then really quick fire scenes, like tiny brief moments, like it's milliseconds. I'm going to go through all of them. So it's the moment at the end of the Christmas special that we've seen with the Doctor wearing his cute jumper and his long jacket. Then it's 70s large afro Doctor in the pinstripe suit, or is he 60s? It's hard to tell. Ruby's behind him. She's blurry. There's the TARDIS. It's a completely dark space. The Doctor is looking shocked. And the David Bowie song is coming on, Time May Change Me. Then the Doctor is like dressed like a monk. Or maybe he's just draped a sheet across himself. I'm not sure. And he is in like, looks like a tent. There's lots of sheets hanging everywhere. Then he's in his, period costume, like the velvet crop jacket with a frilly shirt, you know, where, which is kind of, you know, Downton Abbey Bridgerton-esque, and there is, just beside his head, a hologram of David Tennant. And David Tennant's face is on a whole bunch of monitors behind him. There are kind of lights going all over his face in a checkerboard pattern. Oh, my God. I'm only half a minute in. We're going to have to continue this in the next episode.